December 13th, 1930. Trinity College, Oxford. My dear and unfortunate successor, I take some comfort today in the fact that this date is dedicated in the church calendar to Lucia, Saint of Light, a holy presence carted home by Viking traders from southern Italy. To resume my account of my research, I changed my travel plans last summer to include Istanbul, and I changed them under the influence of one small piece of parchment. I had examined every source I could find at Oxford and in London that might pertain to the Dracula of my mysterious blank book. I had every intention of dropping this pointless research, this chase after a random sign in a randomly discovered book, on the eve of my departure for Greece. But as usual, I had prepared too diligently for my travels. I was ahead of myself. I had a little time before my last sleep and the morning train. I could stop one last time in the rare book room, which would be open until 9. There was a file I intended to try there, an entry under Ottoman that had struck me as pertaining to precisely the period of Vlad Dracula's life. The boxed file, which I found without difficulty, contained 4 or 5 flattened short scrolls of Ottoman workmanship, all part of an 18th-century gift to the university. Each scroll was covered with Arabic calligraphy. An English description at the front of the file assured me that this was no treasure trove as far as I was concerned. 3 of the scrolls were inventories of taxes levied on the peoples of Anatolia by Sultan Mehmed II.